Lessons from My Auntie by Beyond Today writer Lena Van Alstel. God created family relationships to mimic the relationship humans have with Him. Marriage represents Jesus Christ and His love for His church. Ephesians 5, verse 25, Revelation 17, verse 9. Children represent His love for us as His children. John 1, verse 2, Romans 8, verse 17. I get this concept logically. I really thought I understood a fraction of Jesus Christ's love for us. You see, I love my husband of 9 years fiercely. But I was wrong. So very wrong. On August 15th, 2016, my dear Aunt Dolores died. There is a part of my heart that is left empty with her gone. I was blessed to have her in my life. She was a wonderful, godly woman. She was funny and generous and just a bit stubborn. That stubbornness served her well. She was a fighter. Aunt Dolores had been ill for some time. She overcame cancer 3 times. She recovered from 3 strokes. And in 2014, she suffered from heart failure and ended up with a tracheostomy for the last years of her life. Like I said, she was a fighter. Those last 2 years were difficult, but she was regaining her strength. This blog, in part, is a tribute to her, my Auntie M, a wonderful woman who was full of life and joy. The other part of this blog are the lessons that I learned the love of Jesus Christ has for His bride through the love and care my Uncle Ray demonstrated toward my Aunt Dolores and the responsibilities that we have toward Jesus Christ as His bride. First, when my Uncle Ray looked at his ailing wife, he saw his beautiful, lovely bride, and not the illnesses she would eventually succumb to. As the bride of Christ, we are broken and fractured, but Christ sees us as lovely and whole, as we will be on our wedding day to Him. Second, when Aunt Dolores was so ill, my uncle gently and lovingly cared for her. He wiped her brow and held her hand. He tried to protect her. Over and over, Christ laments that He wanted to gather His people to Him, to cover them with wings of protection. Psalm 91, verse 4, Matthew 23, verse 37. He will also offer us safety when tribulation comes. He loves us, and He wants to protect us. Revelation 12, verse 14. Third, in the midst of her trials, Aunt Dolores would sometimes react in frustration. There was so much she couldn't do any longer. Even in those moments of frustration, Uncle Ray responded with love and kindness. Even when we cry out to God in anger and frustration, He loves us and He still cares for us. Romans 8, verses 37 through 39. Finally, Aunt Dolores was constantly in her Bible, studying, learning, and growing. She was also often in prayer, particularly for the trials that others were facing. Even in her deepest trials, her heart and mind were on the needs of others. As the bride of Christ, we must be studying, praying, learning, and caring for each other. We have to be like the wise virgins who filled their oil when they could. Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. We must be found so doing. Luke 12, verses 42 through 48. I'm thankful for the wonderful example of both my Uncle Ray and Aunt Dolores, demonstrated through their love for each other. We know that Auntie M is in her grave awaiting the return of Jesus Christ. We will see her lovely and whole again, and Jesus Christ will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Matthew 25, verse 23. For her faithfulness to Him. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.